Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, June 4th, 2018. Today is International Day of Innocent Children Victims of Aggression. The purpose of this day is to acknowledge the pain suffered by children throughout the world who are victims of physical, mental, and emotional abuse. This day affirms the UN's commitment to protect the rights of children. Its work is guided by the Convention on the Rights of the Child, the most rapidly and widely ratified international human rights treaty in history. Governing Mayor Michael Müller from the SPD is also the leader of the party's Berlin branch. At a conference in Lichtenberg on Saturday, Müller was confirmed back into office with 64.9%. The result is a warning shot for the politician because back in 2016, his approval had still been 81.7%. At the same time, there was no opposing candidate, despite some massive criticism of the unsuccessful leadership style of the Berlin SPD leader in recent months. Before the election, the long-suffering SPD leader Müller addressed the almost 250 delegates and stated, quote, "If you think I am the problem, then say so. I am happy to be your chairman, but I don't have to be." He called on the Social Democrats to be united. In open letters, members of parliament had sharply criticized the party leader and the state of the SPD on several occasions. Shortly before the party congress, even Müller's former Senate Chancellery leader Björn Böning demanded in a paper, which he had written with six other Social Democrats, that in the future it must become clear again what the SPD stands for. The so-called Thai visa in the Wilmersdorf district continues to be at the center of a heated discussion between politicians, residents, and authorities. If the weather permits, food and drink stands mushroom in the Preußenpark every Friday to Sunday, offering Thai cuisine classics like papaya salad, spring rolls, chicken skewers, and curries, but also unfamiliar things like insects. What started as an insider tip and above all, a meeting place for German Thai couples and families, now attracts thousands of people. The market, popular on Instagram, was recommended in the New York Times and in the book 111 Places to See in Berlin. Visitors like the ambiance of the real Thai market and that the food is not as German as in some restaurants. But the problem of the Thai visa is a very German one. None of the vendors has a license. There are also concerns about low hygiene, litter, tax avoidance, and more recently, rumors about illegal gambling and even prostitution. In the district of Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, the Thai visa, which has been tolerated for many years, is a permanent topic. The task is to find a solution between authorities, annoyed residents, traders, and multicultural fans that everyone likes. One way out could be stands with permission that are not directly in the park, but so close that one could have a picnic with the food purchased there. At present, the district's politicians are concerned with the general conditions. According to City Councilor Arne Hertz from the CDU, a concept, together with the park's users and residents, is to be found this summer. But Hertz stays vague on the how. And so the future of the Thai visa remains unclear. While most of the employees of the capital's third largest employer, state-owned hospital group Vivantes, are suffering from the austerity measures wanted by the Senate, executives have apparently been disproportionately rewarded in recent years. This allegedly emerges from a report by the Berlin State Court of Auditors, which has now become public. According to Berliner Morgenpost, executives have received excessive salaries and bonuses on an opaque basis since at least 2011. For example, a personnel consultancy evaluated the activities of two senior employees with annual salaries of 62,000 euros, but they received 80,000 and 75,000 euros, respectively. The hospital group has also shown itself to be extremely generous with regard to severance pay for managers. In one case, an employee was released from work for 2 years before reaching retirement age, but received special payments and a company car for the entire period. A total of 350,000 euros was paid without consideration. Executives are said to have been classified outside the collective bargaining agreement for no apparent reason, and therefore paid higher salaries. Employees such as nursing service and ward managers also received unusual allowances. In addition, so-called target agreements are to have been concluded with managers, the achievement of which was then rewarded with bonuses. According to the Court of Auditors' report, however, the objectives to obtaining the bonuses were among the, quote, basic tasks of managers, such as participation in team discussions. A doctor who until recently worked for Vivantes and wishes to remain anonymous compared the practice to paying a special premium to an employee for coming to work. It is unclear how the confidential information was made public. At the state audit office, no one was reachable on Saturday. The spokeswoman of the Berlin Hospital Group, Misha Morchow, told the Tagesspiegel that Vivantes pays competitive wages and salaries in all company divisions, and that all cases where the state audit office has made audit findings in past years were processed by Vivantes. Two men threw a drunk person into the Landwehr Canal in Kreuzberg. Witnesses reported that the duo approached a sleeping 37-year-old man on Friday around 6 p.m. and shook him. And when he didn't wake up, they are said to have grabbed him by his arms and legs and threw him into the canal. The man appeared to not know how to swim and disappeared under the water's surface. The witnesses did step in, pulled the man out of the water, and attempted to start resuscitation, but are said to have been hindered by the duo. The fire brigade took the seriously injured man to a clinic, and the police arrested the two 38- and 46-year-old drunk men. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.